hologram is different than a photograph. A photograph is two-dimensional. A hologram is an actual three-dimensional picture of the actual item that you're making the hologram of. If you walk to the left of the hologram or to the right of the hologram, you'll be able to see the actual object at that particular angle. The project that we're working on, we're calling it the Maple Leaf Project. Mr. Frank DeFreitas from Allentown, Pennsylvania, contacted me and wanted to work with the students, and we tried to come up with some type of a hologram that would be of a historical value.
Bill Pugh gave me a call a few months back and asked what type of artifacts we had at the museum that we could possibly bring for him to use in the hologram project. So Bill came to the museum and met with me a few times, and you know, we looked at some of the various collections that we have at the museum. Bill was most interested in the Maple Leaf collection, so we just kind of pulled together some artifacts that would really be good representatives of that collection.
Why are we making holograms of these objects when the objects already exist? Can't we go into a museum and see the objects? Well, that's true, and the answer to that question is actually multifaceted. But perhaps the brightest facet of them all is the fact that we can create three-dimensional images and archive these objects. And while we leave the original articles in the museum, we can take the holographic images out to the general population. We can reach people in areas that would not have access to modern museums.
Any little movement is going to create. You kind of go from various steps, from the beginning stage to the advanced, the higher advanced sessions of making them.
That's all you see at first is a rainbow pattern when it's still wet. But that's what a hologram's made of, is a diffraction pattern. And this is diffracting light, so at least we know we have something on there.
The vibration isolation tables are tables that we can set up lasers and mirrors to make sure we know the correct angles to shoot the lasers, the correct angle we have to put the mirrors to get the angles to go where we want to, so we can know how close the lens has to be to the laser to get it to spread far enough, and how far you want the object from the laser to get the best quality hologram.
The most challenging part in this class was getting all the angles right and having to set up the whole holography process.
The fair part is probably doing the exposure. It's just the showing the laser light onto the recording plate and just making sure that exposure time's right and it's just, you know, not overexposed or underexposed.
One time we left the laser shooting too long and the hologram came out dull, like all black. So we have to like have less time to shoot it, not more time.
My most favorite thing about Englewood High School would be Mr. Pugh. I had him for 4 years, and all 4 years I learned a lot of new things, starting from graphics up to holography, so that would be my most favorite thing.
He likes to entertain the class at the same time, teaches well, so he's a pretty good teacher.
We also are working with Mr. Pugh to develop a career academy in photonics here at Englewood, and to create the coursework that would support that career academy so students would have a meaningful course to take over their 4 years here. One of those courses is a physics of optics. Our old benchmarks, which are, we currently use the Sunshine State Science benchmarks, do not support optics in high school, so we've had a difficult time helping that happen. But the new benchmarks that will be adopted on February 19th will give us the platform to create a course that can just be the physics of optics, so that students can take an additional physics course that focuses on the science behind holography and photonics.
I just feel like I was born too soon. I would have loved to have had something like this in school that would have really excited me and made me want to be there every day and feel like there was something that tied into my real life, I think. And I just think this is an incredible experience for the students here at Englewood High School, and I can't wait to see in the future what they do with the knowledge.
Oh, my heavens.
See that? Is that the cup really there?
Oh, my gosh.
You can see the inside of the watch.
And it gives the kids a realistic perspective on how I apply these knowledge and skill base as I move through and transition through my life. And to me, that's invaluable. Kids are going to benefit from this in the long haul, and that's what education is all about.
That would definitely be, you know, around the science field, and that's, you know, working with laser and light waves, and that really helps out, you know, with a lot. That helped out in biology, you know, last year, and it's kind of helping out with physics, you know, because you have to know what type of light waves and just the frequencies and wavelengths. So I guess I would really have helped out my science and just to expand my knowledge around there.
I really learned a lot about wavelengths and everything at the beginning, and then now in physics we're starting to go over that, so it's really helped me. I've already got a step ahead of everyone.
Maybe when I move on to college or university, having this experience will help me out with stuff I want to do later on in life. And I think this is one in a lifetime, and I think it'll help me out a lot.
It educates not only the students here at Englewood, but it also educates us at the museum, the staff, and our visitors. And it's just a really cool piece of technology that our visitors will be able to enjoy when they come to the museum.
We actually live in a world that is based around using optics, but we don't understand the significance of it. We don't make the connection between the science classroom and actually doing something. So Bill has provided that platform into an exciting area of growth and job opportunities for students.